Warning. Possible spoilers ahead.
And now we're pleased to bring you our feature presentation.
All right, Haley.
Hi, Mitchell.
We gotta talk about these numbers.
The bad numbers.
The bad numbers.
The failing numbers.
Super failing. 2015, 41 out of 336.
Was it that much? Well, okay, so I was going through and I've seen some of the movies that are on that list. You didn't mark all of them off.
Either way.
It was bad.
Less than 20%.
Was it really less than 20? God, that is horrible.
We failed. 2015's numbers were not good.
Look, I was in school some of that time. We weren't together. It's all good.
2016.
We're making up for it.
Not much better. Even less movies. 226. We saw 88. 38%.
But that's still 88 movies. How many was in the first one?
41.
41. So we doubled our movie intake that year.
Still. Less than half.
It was doubled. It was doubled. 50% more than we did last year.
I guess.
We're good. We're solid.
All right. What are the numbers at for this year?
Oh, God. I didn't know we were supposed to be looking at new numbers.
Yes.
Mitchell's got to do all the math around here. Haley's just along for the ride.
Horrible numbers.
What? I mean, some of these haven't come out yet. What are you talking about, horrible numbers?
Well, these are all the movies that have come out.
I mean, I wanted to see the Bye-Bye Man, Mitchell. Somebody wouldn't want to go see the Bye-Bye Man.
We saw other movies. It's not like you're like, we can go see the Bye-Bye Man, or we could not go see a movie.
The Bye-Bye Man, Mitchell.
We chose other movies.
Oh my gosh, the fact that the Bye-Bye Man exists. Can we talk about the Bye-Bye Man for a second? It's the funniest movie title ever. Oh my gosh, it's so good. It's so good.
17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
We saw 22.
21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29.
You can't whisper.
4, 5, 6, 6, 3, 7, 38, 39.
Okay. Don't yell.
39. Maybe made me lose my place. 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54. And you said we saw 21?
22.
22, so...
Again, some of these have not come out yet, and some of these are currently still in theaters.
Either way. We've seen less than one-third of the movies that have come out this year.
Less than one-third? Of how many did you count?
Four... I forget now.
You counted in the 50s. We saw 22.
56.
Okay, what do you mean less than one-third?
56. Plus 22.
I don't know. I can't math.
We haven't seen 56 movies.
Okay, whatever. Whatever. And Mitchell didn't want to go see The Space Between Us. Come on.
Again, it's not like we didn't go see a movie besides that.
You rolled your eyes every single time I mentioned it.
That's because it looks super dumb.
But you don't want the romance of the teenagers in space and coming together on Earth and then its heart giving out because of gravity, apparently. But I don't know. They go to Vegas, I think.
They call each other by their last name.
Do they? I didn't even notice that.
It seems like it. What kind of first name is Garner?
I don't know. It's from some children's teenage romance novel. They got weird names on them teenage books, Mitchell.
Either that or they'd be calling each other by their screen names, which would be even worse. Wasn't she named after like a state or something?
I don't know. All I remember is watching the previews, and then there's a horse, and then there's an airplane, and then they're in Vegas. I'm pretty sure it was Vegas. They had fountains. I don't know. We didn't see it. So I don't know, Mitchell. I don't know, because we didn't see it.
It was probably Vegas.
Probs.
But. We go through all that just to say we really like movies.
We really, really, really like movies. We go see lots of movies, even if we're only at less than one third this year, or whatever the math is on those numbers.
I wonder how many, what is the average number of movies people go see?
Well, I spent about $1,000 at the movies last year, and every single time I tell people that, they essentially say, holy shit, and get real wide-eyed. And then I say, oh, we only saw 88 in 2016, and they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? 88 movies is a lot. Because normal people, quote-unquote, don't go to the movies that much.
We have high standards here at the Cinema Siblings. I hope that we at least see 50% of the movies this year.
We will certainly try.
But then again, how many are coming out?
I don't know, Mitchell. I don't have those new numbers.
I want those numbers on my desk by Monday. You're working through the weekend.
Nope.
Just for everyone's reference, it's Thursday. So... give me those numbers.
No, you get these numbers. You got these numbers. You can get all the other numbers.
I'm not the numbers guy.
You got all the numbers. How are you not a numbers guy?
I'm the data guy.
Anyway, important questions. What was your favorite movie? 2016, Mitchell.
There are so many. I really like The Accountant.
I didn't get to see The Accountant. Because somebody... went and saw it when I was not in the fucking city.
Maybe you shouldn't have left.
Maybe you shouldn't have gone to the movies without me.
Keeping Up with the Joneses was pretty good.
Also a movie I didn't see. You want me to go through the list of movies that Haley saw without Mitchell?
All the lame ones.
All the lame ones? Excuse me.
I guess Star Trek would have been cool.
Star Trek's not your territory, Mitchell.
Not my territory.
Not your territory. You didn't even see the last one.
Not on purpose. Oh, I really liked Warcraft.
Warcraft was solid.
Warcraft was a fun movie.
Yes.
Too exposition heavy? Not really exposition. There was just too much back stuff they had to get off.
Back stuff? It was a movie. They didn't, I mean, it, obviously they had to go through the world of Warcraft, you know, where the movie stems from, so there was some details involved. Not just, bah, there's an orc, bah, there's a wizard, fight.
I just hope there's another one.
That'd be pretty cool. Obviously we need to see what baby orc's up to, going down the river, getting picked up by...
Oh, you know it was great?
Question mark? What?
Everybody saw this movie, actually. This is the highest grossing movie
of
2016.
What was that movie?
Max Steel.
Oh my god, no. Max Steel was so good, guys. I don't even care. You know, like, I don't know. You go into a movie, and when we got to our ticket booth, the guy taking our tickets was thoroughly excited for this movie. He worked at a movie theater.
He was way too excited.
He was like, holy shit, this movie's out? And we were like, you work at a movie theater. I hope you know what's out or not. But it was a good movie. That was so fun. Stupid teenage angst and glowing robots.
That was dumb, Haley.
I don't care what you say. I love that.
It was dumb.
No, it wasn't. Movie. It was so much fun.
I'm not saying it was bad, but it was dumb.
It was so much fun.
The fact that we literally, in the beginning of the movie, said, oh, that's the guy who's gonna betray him because he betrayed his dad for power.
Obviously. Okay, so we called the movie... and we are the only two people in the theater.
There was that one other guy we probably ignored.
Oh, that's right. On opening weekend, opening day of this movie, there was us and one other dude in front of us. And I'm pretty sure he got up to possibly go complain at least once. I know he got up twice.
He was gone for
a good portion of the
longer
movie.
Than it takes normal people to go to the bathroom.
So he didn't come back with snacks. So obviously he was like these hooligan kids.
He's kind of old too, hooligans. So maybe
he grew up with
could not go to the bathroom.
Oh, what? Oh, Mitchell.
Old man's got prostate problems.
That's the assumption? Him getting up twice in the movie to go to the, maybe the bathroom or not go to the bathroom is obviously a sign of prostate problems.
Those were good. Patterson was really good.
Patterson was pretty good. That movie, it was, like, I left the theater, and it was just calming. Like, there was no drama. There was nothing where I was like, oh my god, I'm getting anxious or anything like that. It was the most calming experience of a movie I've ever watched. It was the exact opposite of that one wrestling movie, The Fox, what was it called?
Foxcatcher.
Oh my god, The Foxcatcher is the worst possible. Like, that movie's the most fucked up movie I've ever seen in my goddamn life. And I've seen some movies. That movie takes the cake for shit where I was like, I don't want to watch this. I don't want to keep watching this. I want to close my eyes and it like muffle my ears. It was horrible. Patterson was the exact opposite of that.
When did Foxcatcher come out?
Foxcatcher came out a couple years ago. That was, I think it was 2014, possibly?
If only we had something to look this up.
Right? Like an internet. Anyway. You know what's a solid movie? Storks. Storks was fucking good. That was probably, like, I know Moana came out and all that stuff. Storks was the best animated movie this year.
It was pretty dope.
It was fucking hilarious. And simultaneously made two fucking 20-something-year-olds spontaneously cry in theaters.
It was probably the most I've ever cried in a movie.
It was amazing. And I watched it again, that scene, and I'm gonna get real emotional right now, but it still made me cry. Like, genuinely made me cry. It was so good. It's so pure. I love this so much.
It was good. We gotta see Boss Baby this weekend, though.
That's gonna be stupid.
It was the number one movie this weekend.
That's because it had, like, no competition.
It made a bunch of money.
Did it?
And oh. Also, Ghost in the Shell.
Ghost in the Shell. It. Well, yeah, Ghost in the Shell bombed because no one wants to go see Scarlett Johansson be an Asian woman. Like,
she was a robot.
It doesn't matter.
Robots only come in white people.
Obviously. The only robot you can get is different shades of white. Pale, beige, I don't know. I don't know other shades of white. There's not too many shades of white. What other, I don't know. Food substances?
Food substances? Is that what you said?
Maybe. Ghost in the Shell was, even if it was a little, pretty racist. Not a little. Pretty racist. It was better than I expected, just story-wise.
It was serviceable.
It was all right. The visuals were real weird. I still don't understand why they had to film in Australia and New Zealand if 90% of their backgrounds were, like, either digital or standing in hallways. There was no reason to fly to different countries.
They needed to get those different ethnicity dogs.
That was it. That was their big, you know, we don't have these types of dogs in fucking, like, where'd they film? LA, in China, Beijing, all that stuff. We gotta go to New Zealand and Australia. Those are the only places they got these dogs.
Okay, so globally, Boss Baby made $100 million.
I don't know. I guess that's good. That's a lot of money. I guess. I don't know. I don't know how movies work these days. How much money is good money, Mitchell?
I don't know, but $100 million of anything is pretty
good.
That's awesome.
True. I'm assuming Boss Baby did better than everyone expected, because it's Boss Baby.
Good old Alec Baldwin.
Fucking super, I don't know, just looking at their faces for Boss Baby, like, it's so creepy, that style of animation sometimes, because they're too perfect and too smooth, and it freaks me out a little bit. Like, there's no, it's just smooth skin on everyone.
Smooth like a baby?
Yes, except they're not babies. Some of them are babies. There's one baby. It freaks me out. Like, looking at
there's multiple babies.
There's multiple babies, yes, but there's a major, like, other parts of the cast, they're not babies, and they're big ol' eyes, and they're just smooth skin, and it's freaking me out. There's no differentiation at all. Freaks me out.
Babies.
I mean, babies also freak me out a little bit.
How so?
They're so fragile. I don't want to touch them. You're going to break them. Oh, no. You drop baby dead. Like,
oh. I'm pretty sure Brendan was dropped.
I mean, obviously Brendan was dropped a couple times.
Brendan is the other sibling.
He's just not in this podcast. He's not special enough, aka he's at school and he doesn't go to the movies. Not as much as us.
I don't think anyone really goes to the movies as much as us.
Not that I know of. Not people who are not getting paid for it.
Even then, do movie critics normally see more than one movie a week?
I have no idea. That's a good question. Do they just get sent things in the mail and be like, hey, watch this movie? Obviously, there's screenings for, like, news people and stuff. Mm-hmm. Special screenings. But I don't see them happening constantly, at least in the same city. I don't know.
Something to look into.
What? Are we going to be the press now and be like, hey, give us some free good movies?
I mean, that would be super awesome, but...
I'm going to flash a badge at someone and be like, we're here to watch the movie.
What are the Cinema Siblings?
It's okay. We got this.
I think we'll scoot on in here and watch this movie.
Yeah. We have a podcast. It's very official.
We're kind of a big deal.
You must have heard of us.
We got one episode. Oh, yeah.
What?
Why do you like the movies?
The movies? In general, going to the movies?
Yes.
It's a place to escape my problems for, like, 2 hours or so. Honestly, like, I do love the movies, and I love going there and having the experience of, you know, like, getting popcorn and sitting down and experiencing this thing with a bunch of other people, or at least one other person.
Most times.
It depends. Or even just, like something on the big screen with, like, audio, and it's a dark room, and it's just this feeling of, like, comfort comes over you. But generally speaking, like, I do love that, but I go to the movies because I love the stories. And it is. It's an escape with the whole, you know, anxiety and depression thing. It's real easy to be like, I don't like my life right now. Let's see what they're doing. And normally at the end of the movies, things are wrapped up nice and pretty. And it's great.
Most of the time.
Most of the
Actually,
time.
Like, all the time.
Well, yeah. There's never any, like, true conflict that doesn't wrap up. Unless obvious. Like, I mean, even with fucking superhero movies, the main problem's always solved at the end. And then they're like, oh, here's a cutscene. Look at this other issue they're going to have to solve in the next 3 years. Blah, blah, blah. Gotta get your money. Come back.
Gotta stay for the sting.
Gotta stay for the sting.
Let's make a movie where everything is just shit at the end.
Well, it's, I don't know. Like, I would really like to see that concept and how people would react to it.
It's probably done.
Probably.
But we haven't seen it.
No. Why do you like going to the movies, Mitchell?
Getting all serious.
Dun, dun, dun!
Well, probably for that same exact reason.
Right?
You can turn your cell phone off and ignore the world. Oh, and okay.
Please no turn your cell phone off.
No one's going to be, like, pissed off. If you say, hey, I was just in the movie, I didn't get your call.
Oh my gosh, that's always a good excuse. You cannot, like, you leave, you go to the movies, be like, oh, sorry, that was 2 hours. You can use that excuse for anything. Honestly, even if you weren't at the movies, you'd be like, oh, I was in the movies, darn.
What did you see?
You can make something up. Don't put me on the spot like that, Mitchell. I mean, generally speaking, most people, well, then you probably have to be like, oh, was that good? Well,
was
okay.
It good? Should I go see it?
Yes, you should go see it. Say, yes, it was good. Yes, we go see it. Generalization, Mitchell. Generalization will not get you into trouble.
Oh, man, that Bye Bye Man was so good.
Look, Bye Bye Man. So funny, Mitchell. So funny. They called him the Bye Bye Man.
The Bye Bye Man.
Don't sing it. Don't say it. That's one of the best things that's happened, like, online in a very long time. Come on. So, whoever made the joke.
Haley's loving it.
Oh, my gosh. The I Cup Man, don't spell it? Like, how is that not comedy gold?
Haley has low standards for comedy gold.
That, no. That's hilarious. Genuinely hilarious.
you say so.
Oh my goodness.
Oh. What else?
What's your favorite genre of what?
I didn't really say why I like going to the movies. How do we say this? I like going to the movies because...
It's like a fucking essay.
I like going to the movies because...
Gotta have that start, 3 middle paragraphs, and the conclusion, Mitchell.
What I learned in boating school is...
Blankety, blankety, blank!
I like going to the movies because it helps me. I'm not really an emotional person, as I'm sure you know. So it kind of helps me feel emotion vicariously through these characters.
It is. I honestly, like, I know a movie's good. Or it's impacting somehow. If I turn and Mitchell's sitting there with his arms crossed and I'm seeing him slightly like shake, cause I know then he's getting real choked up and emotional and probably crying. And I just like, I'm like, oh my God. Like I look to you and I'm like, it makes me so happy to see that you are being affected by this movie because normally I'm the one just sobbing, like gross sobbing, and you're just sitting there like in the most stoic way possible, crying still, or almost crying, and it's fantastic.
What was the movie where you've done that?
Oh my gosh, it was, the movie with Jake Gyllenhaal, the boxing movie.
Oh, Southpaw.
Yes, Southpaw. Like, I personally was not emotionally affected, but at the end of that movie, when he is fighting for his daughter, you were visibly affected by that. You were. You cared so much about this boxer getting his daughter back and being a good father to her, and it was just fantastic to watch. But it was just watching. It was so good.
The Pixar movie that came out recently with the kid, and she was all being moody because they lost her happiness.
Inside Out.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
Is that your Pixar movie, Mitchell? Like, if you had to pick a Pixar movie, is that yours?
What are all of them? I mean, Up.
Ups? I mean, everyone gets Up. Like, up they, got me.
They flipped the script. They were like, we're going to put all the sad stuff in the beginning.
No, they did not. Well, yes, they did. It was horrible. I was crying at the intro with the cloud intro, where he just wants to make babies and give them to people, and the poor stork was getting all ripped up because of the, like, alligator babies and the sharks and stuff that he was giving. Crying because the stork just put on a helmet, and he was good. And then, all of a sudden, like, fucking Ellie can't have babies. And then all of a sudden she's dead and he's saving up and he's this grumpy old man. Oh, I'm getting real emotional. But then it's a struggle. It's a struggle.
And then there's dogs involved.
And then there's dogs involved. And if you watch Doug's short where it's his birthday and you now know it's his birthday the entire movie and all he wants is a new master.
Haley's gonna cry.
I am gonna cry. Dogs are so important. Dogs are so important. Oh my god.
You're so emotional.
I know I am. One of us has to be.
True.
Okay.
But yeah, that's why I like going to the movies. Emotions.
So many emotions.
What did we see this week?
We saw Ghost in the Shell.
Which was average.
It was alright. It wasn't anything special. The fucking kids in the back I wanted to punch.
Oh, yeah.
Goddamn group of, like, 10 teenagers all being obnoxious. They didn't shut up until at least 15 minutes into the movie.
Teenagers, if you're listening to this podcast, quit being dicks in movies.
Just be respectful. Realize that everyone around you paid $12 to get into this movie. And probably another 15 on... No. I paid $12 to get into that movie.
Probably more between, like, 8... and 15.
Okay, so generally speaking, if you go to the movies, you're probably in between 8 and 15. At that exact day, I spent $12 on a Friday night to go to the movies. Whatever, not even talking about price. I'm just saying, people have paid money to go to the movies. You can be all rowdy. If you're going to be rowdy with your friends, you can go anywhere else. That's why there's, like, a mall 90% of the time next to movies. Go be crazy. Go be hoodlums. Like, no, not hoodlums.
Damn, hoodlums.
No, it's hooligans, Mitchell. It's hooligans. Go be hooligans in, I don't know. I sound like fucking old curmudgeon now. Like,
I prefer hoodlums.
Hoodlums.
Damn hoodlums.
Hooligans. Whatever. Anyway, just don't be rude in movies. And this goes for everyone. Fucking turn your phones off. Don't check your phone in the middle of the movie if it's on silent. Whatever the hell. People pay good-ass money. Be quiet. It's dark. Everyone can see what you're doing. Well,
nobody wants your bright-ass screen in their eyes.
The fucking worst. Punch them all. Just punch, punch, punch. What else do we see? Ghost in the Shell.
Wilson. We saw indie movies this weekend.
Yeah.
Wilson and Trainspotting 2.
Oh, Trainspotting 2 was such a good sequel.
It was.
We watched Trainspotting 1, and then we literally got up and saw Trainspotting 2. That was the movie where he went and got my goddamn chicken fingers.
Yeah, you missed the beginning.
I missed the beginning because these stupid people don't know how to cook chicken fingers fast enough. Oh, I sound like such a curmudgeon. I don't want to sound like this. I'm very nice to the service industry.
These damn kids not knowing how to cook chicken fingers.
I wasn't that bad. I stood there very nicely. I said, thank you. It's just inwardly irritating. I would never outwardly be rude to anyone. Like, there was people next to me.
She's rude all the time.
I'm not rude all the time. Don't you dare rude make that impression about me. I am so nice to everyone. If I, just.
She's holding back so much right now, guys.
Gotta shush you like a dog. Ch-ch-ch. I am nice.
Shush you like a dog.
It's just irritating when you miss the first 15 minutes of your movie for chicken fingers.
I don't think it was that long.
Maybe it was like 10 minutes. We did have all the previews. But it took like a solid 20 minutes to get these chicken fingers. They weren't even that good chicken fingers.
I mean, it's movie food.
Movie food's got some good food sometimes. Those were not good chicken fingers. I've had good chicken fingers at movies before, Mitchell. There's a reason I always go for them. Their fries are solid.
What were the best movie theater chicken fingers you've had?
What was it? It's the AMC now.
Okay.
That one had some good-ass chicken fingers.
Used to be a Movie Co.
Now it's an AMC. Good-ass chicken fingers there.
Think they're still the same now that they switched to AMC?
I don't know. We haven't gone to that AMC in a while, Mitchell.
Oh, you know what?
What?
We forgot to look if they switched out the Slurpee machines at the Boca Theater.
Because they were getting new Slurpee machines?
Remember last time we were there that they had the new ones?
Oh!
I'm guessing they switched them.
I have no idea. I didn't get a Slurpee.
We go to the movies way too much.
They recognize us by, like, just face. They don't know us by name just yet. But one time I went away for a week, so Mitchell didn't go to the normal movies that we normally go to. And when we got back, that Saturday, while tearing our tickets, the ticket kid was like, oh, welcome back. Like, he openly acknowledged that we were not there for a week because we go that often.
He missed us.
They all miss us. They know us, like, we go and we're like, oh, I forgot to do our point sign-in. They remind us to do that. Like, it's bad, Mitchell. It's bad. The people at the Cobb are starting to recognize us.
They are.
I know they are. The people tearing the tickets or the kids cleaning the theaters at the end, they're recognizing us. Like, I make eye contact, and I'm like, I know what you see right now.
Seems to be a lot of turnover at the Cobb, though.
Oh my god, there is. I missed the kid who tried to call me out for bringing food in.
Well, he didn't try and call you out.
He didn't try to.
Told me to tell you to hide your food better.
Look, he saw one box of Girl Scout cookies. I had four on me.
What? It was that many?
Yeah, I had two boxes, and then I stuffed the bags in my purse. So I didn't have the boxes. I got two bags and two boxes in my coat.
Oh, no,
and
Haley.
He saw one.
We're the hoodlums.
We're the hoodlums now. Look, I don't knock anyone for bringing food into the movies.
Unless it's a soda can.
Unless it's a soda can, just open it. Just open it during, like, an explosion or something. Not at the, like, super soft, like, emotional part, because literally everyone hears your soda can opening, guys. Come on. Or don't bring in soda bottles and have them be slightly shaken up so they spill all over your feet. You know, it's not like it's happened personally, but...
It wasn't your feet, it was my feet.
I'm sorry. I shoved them in my purse and I didn't realize how shaken up they were. But yeah, it's good bringing food in movies. I brought Chipotle in. It's always fun seeing how much you can... The one time we went to the movies and I was like, oh shit, that smells good. And I turned next to me and they're bringing out freaking Five Guys. Like full on burgers and fries.
Wasn't that in Star Wars?
No, that wasn't Star Wars. No. That was more recent than that. But they literally, like, I looked at them and I'm like, oh, that smells good. And they're like, yeah, I know, right? And they start chowing down.
Rogue One, Star Wars.
No, I think it was sooner. It was this year. It wasn't last year.
Well, it's
basically... It was with Mom. We saw a movie with Mom. No.
I'm pretty sure it was Rogue One.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Because it was at the cinema. It was at the cinema. The Five Guys.
Uh-huh.
It was like a full theater.
Yeah. It was a lot of people.
It was Rogue One.
I don't remember that.
I'm almost positive. Was sooner.
But they, like, just were chowing down. And I don't know if Five Guys is the best food to bring into the movies, because that's a messy burger.
You brought Chipotle, Haley.
Chipotle's not a messy burrito if you eat it right. Five Guys will always be a messy burger. All that, and, like, unless you get nothing on it.
I am pretty...
Mm-mm. You get that slop all over your hands, Mitchell. Mm-hmm. Don't look at me like that. You get all over. You get all greasy.
Whatever.
Greasy.
You're greasy.
What else did we see? We saw one more, right?
This weekend?
Yeah.
Trainspotting and Wilson.
Oh, that's right. Oh my god. We all saw, those
Wilson,
three.
Wilson, that I don't know how came from a comic book.
Graphic novel,
comic book.
No. Art and writers do amazing things. And now look, comic books are the biggest part of the fucking movie industry.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Taken over. Good on you, comic books.
Spending that $1 billion
Jesus
on
fucking Christ.
Infinity Wars.
Look, all I'm saying, that is insane. That's so insane. That's so much money, Mitchell. There's a bee? There's never been bees.
I wonder if that includes marketing.
I don't even know. That's so much money to spend on a movie. There cannot be two bees. They could never make that money back, Mitchell. I don't know how they're going to make this money back. The movie that did that.
The last one made $1 billion, didn't it?
Did it?
I'm pretty sure.
I think so. Age of Ultron made $1 billion?
No.
That was the shittiest one. Civil War is different. You got that good Chris Evans and that good Sebastian Stan. Everyone else isn't important. But if you come for that eye candy, look, a $1 billion movie deserves to have Sebastian Stan flipping a fucking motorcycle, like landing on that thing. God damn.
What about the bronze? Should that have made
$1 billion? That should have been $1 billion.
For those of you who don't know, the bronze is about a gymnast who did not win the gold. She won the bronze.
Hence the name.
Because she broke her ankle and is bitter about it. And Sebastian Stan plays a rival male gymnast.
Who's a dick, and I love him.
He's a pretty big dick.
Oh, God. He's so fucking funny, though. He has a tattoo of his gold medal on his junk. Like, it leads down into his fucking dick. Oh, my God. I love it so much. It's so genuinely funny.
It was pretty good.
It was so good. I love it. That movie was so fucking funny.
I think that was 2015.
I think that was 2015.
I don't feel like looking up the list. Sorry, guys. Gotta look that one up yourself.
But it's totally worth watching.
Definitely worth watching. Mm-hmm. Though, to us, all movies are worth watching.
No. There's movies that are not worth watching. There are plenty of movies not worth watching. Again, Mitch, like...
I'm not picky.
Oh, no.
I watch every movie.
Oh, no. I'm like, no. There's just a line you need to draw. Either it's just a bad movie, or it's like, fucking like...
Like Sully?
Like Sully. Sully is not a movie worth watching. We didn't even see that movie. It's just an old person movie that won it all the awards and got none.
We could have seen that, too. It was out forever.
It was out forever, because all those old people still need to go to the movies. Don't go see... why? That event only happened, like, what, 4 years ago?
If that...
It doesn't need... Well, I mean, we can't say that because they have freaking Patriots Day.
And Patriots Day. We didn't think it was going to be good because of that.
It was the only... I will say, the only reason we saw that movie was because it was the only movie out that we had not seen yet.
Very true.
And we had to go see a movie. Well, we didn't have to go see a movie. We wanted to go see a movie. And it was a good movie. It was pretty good.
It was a good movie.
I liked it. Yeah. I thought it made... I don't know. It
Mark
told
Wahlberg
the story
was
very
surprisingly
well.
Good.
I know. I think people don't give Mark Wahlberg enough credit.
I think people will give him just enough credit.
I do like Mark Wahlberg. Like,
I mean,
a lot. I can't name a lot of movies that he's in, but all the movies that I've seen him in, I've liked.
What was the What was the oil rig?
The Dark Water Horizon.
Yeah, that was okay. He wasn't that great in that.
I don't know. I think it was that accent. I think it was they were trying to be Texas in that, right?
He didn't have an accent. He just spoke his normal movie voice.
I don't know. I think they tried to do an accent in that movie.
I don't think so.
I don't know. That movie, I feel like there was like too much going on. It was
also too soon.
Too soon.
Too soon. Not because it offends anyone or anything, just because you don't need to make a movie that soon after an event. Same thing with Patriots Day, same thing with Sully.
So what's the movie timeline? Like, can it be, what, five years too little? 10 years good?
I think at least 5 years, depending on what it is.
Okay.
Like, I don't know why Sully was...
Well, it's like, what is it? The another movie that happened, the Benghazi movie, 13 Hours or something like that? The thing that everyone's pissed off at Hillary Clinton for.
Yeah.
That only happened a couple years ago.
I wonder when her email movie is gonna come out.
That's gonna be boring as hell. Nothing happened. They were exchanging recipes.
It's gonna be a comedy.
I hope so. That would be awesome.
About her dumb IT people. And how apparently no one in the government knows how to secure things or whatever.
I mean, you know. I don't know any other current event movies. We didn't see Benghazi either. I didn't see Benghazi.
No.
I didn't care enough.
13 hours.
13 yeah. hours. Sorry.
I wonder when 14 hours is going to come out.
One extra hour?
Yep.
The one missing hour of Benghazi?
No, it's a completely different thing.
Oh, it's a completely
it's
different
a sequel
event.
To Benghazi.
So some other crazy event needs to happen. That's just 1 hour more.
Some other embassy gets attacked. Oh no, we've lasted 13 hours, but we still have to hold off for one more.
Oh no.
Can we do it?
Yes, we can.
Because America.
America.
And then what was the other? The Navy SEALs movie about getting Bin Laden. That happened.
I don't remember that movie at all.
I'm pretty sure Chris Pratt was in it.
I mean, I feel like I would remember that.
Maybe I'm just crazy.
I love me all the Chris's. You know that.
Chris Evans, Chris Pratt.
Chris Hemsworth, that good Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Pine.
Chris Pine, the four holy Chris's? I don't know. That's not how it works. Father, Son, Holy Spirit? No, there's only three of those. Cool.
It's the Holy Trinity, Haley.
Holy Trinity. Yeah, okay. Well,
more than three Chris's.
I mean, there is more than three Chris's.
I'm sure there's other Chris's we're forgetting.
I'm sure. But those are the important Chris's. Chris Hemsworth is the... I mean, Chris Hemsworth is like the tippity-top. He's got
tippity-top?
The tippity-top of the Chris's.
What about Chris Evans?
Chris Evans is a smidge below. I mean, it depends what type of Chris you want. Because Chris Hemsworth got that dad thing going on. And he's got that good body. And the accent. He's got an accent. But also, I mean, Chris Evans is like that...
Ladies love the accent.
Ladies love the accent. Chris Evans is like the rowdy sort of broski, like... He is. He's the frat boy with the heart of gold. That's exactly what it is. Frat boy with the heart of gold. And he has the dogs, Mitchell. He adopts all the dogs, and he's adorable with them. And he's trying to do push-ups, and they're wiggling around him, trying to give him love.
Chris Evans adopts dogs?
Yes. You didn't know that?
What about... Tom Hardy also adopts dogs.
I mean, Tom Hardy adopts dogs. Tom Hardy's love of dogs is, like, rivaling everyone's love of dogs. I love him and his love of dogs. He's, like, I would love to sit over, like, a coffee with Tom Hardy and literally just talk about dogs. Nothing else. And be like, you like that dog? I like that dog. I like that dog. Yeah, is there a dog that you don't like?
Like?
No.
All the dogs.
I like all the dogs. Okay, I gotta make a podcast just about dogs.
Welcome to the dog hour.
We like dogs here. Just all dogs. There's a picture of a dog you can't see because it's an audio podcast, but it's a good dog. I can promise you that.
Getting dogs.
That sounds a little weird. That sounds like you're kidnapping dogs. I don't want to kidnap.
Well, yes, you do.
I jokingly want to kidnap dogs.
You genuinely want to kidnap dogs, but you don't because of the consequences.
No, I don't want to take them away from their moms and dads. They'd be so sad. They just whine and be like, why am I here?
It depends on the dog.
I mean, yes, if you're taking a fucking, like, dog away from a dog fighter or something like that, take them babies. Take them all. Give them good homes. That's like, oh my goodness, like Patrick Stewart and his adorable Pibble fostering. I love him so much.
I saw a thing where it was just, I think it was Patrick Stewart and the dog taking a nap.
Yes, and they're snoring.
And Patrick Stewart looks like just your regular old man
He's such a grandpa.
Old man Patrick Stewart.
I love how excited the dog is and Patrick Stewart trying to hold on to her while they're trying to go for a walk. And she's just like, do-do-do-do-do, like pulling. And he's just an old man trying to take care of a pit bull. Oh, I love him. Anyway, movies. I don't know what we were talking about.
That's fine. Oh, the Chris's?
The Chris's. I guess Marvel has the Trinity. The Chris Trinity. And then DC got that one other Chris. The last leftover Chris.
I mean, is he going to be in any other movie?
Oh, you're right. Oh, that makes me actually really sad because he's going to die.
Is he going to die?
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's in
World War II. So. He has to die, even if he gets super old.
It might actually even be World War I.
No, they're fighting Nazis. Pretty sure it's Nazis.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. World War II, definitely.
Fight all those Nazis.
The one with the Nazis.
Do you think they're going to pull a Peggy Carter and then all of a sudden Wonder Woman's going to see Steve Trevor all old in a bed and he's not going to remember her except for every 10 minutes and be like, oh, Diana, I love you.
He has dementia?
Yes. Not that he has a weird short-term memory. Well, I guess dementia is sort of short-term memory. No, I mean, it's just dementia. It sucks. But regardless, I don't think DC will do that because they're better.
They're better?
A little bit.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. Marvel's going down the tube, Mitchell.
Yeah, Suicide Squad was awesome.
I'm not saying Suicide Squad was awesome because it wasn't. But I'm saying Batman vs. Superman was killer.
And Batman v. Superman was pretty dope.
Yeah, I don't care what anyone says. That movie was fucking on point. And have you seen the Justice League trailer? That shit is gonna be off the fucking chain.
It's gonna look like it has a pretty good mix of humor and
I'm so goddamn darkness. Excited.
Darkness? Does it look very dark?
I mean, it looks visually dark because
because
Zack Snyder. But I mean, I don't know. Barry's dad's in jail.
True.
Superman's still dead. That's never a good thing.
He's still happy.
Yeah, he looks to be on his own and has no friends. They're making this Barry Allen real fucking sad, it seems like.
Yeah, but he's never sad.
He's just like, whatever.
He's the eternal optimist.
Yeah,
Without him, the Justice League would kill each other.
This is canonly true. Well, not each other. No, they just go and kill other people.
Oh, they take over the world.
Take over the world and then kill other people who disagree with them. Because they're the Justice Lords! And they got cool as shit outfits.
Do they?
Yes! Have you not seen that? Oh, I mean, you haven't watched it in a while. But they got, like, all of a sudden everyone's wearing, like, fucking, like, black and, like, silver and shit. It's a good outfit change. I mean, if you're gonna be evil, you gotta get that fashion right. And they do it.
Gotta be black. So is Batman always evil then?
No.
Or does he get blacker?
No.
His costume is blacker.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying they got a good fashion sense. They got them good color combinations. It's not bright and cheery like Superman's outfit's bright and cheery. Save the day. All that stuff.
Save the day?
The boy in blue, right? Something like that. I think those are military people. I don't know. I don't know
our
what reference.
Boys in blue.
Yes. That's what I'm referencing.
Take that, Mr. Hitler. I think Superman's the big blue Boy Scout.
Yes, the big blue Boy Scout. Thank you. That's exactly what he is.
Aren't you supposed to know that stuff?
Yes. There's no back to that. There's Why just slacking? Yes. I'm sorry. I haven't read DC in a while.
Cause it sucks.
I don't know. I mean, there's just so much rebooting, Mitchell. They take away the children I love. They put them in either pretend death.
Children.
They are all, I mean, I guess they're still children. They're just forever children. They never pass the age of fucking 17, because DC's like, no, we can't ever age anyone up properly.
And if they do, they become evil.
I don't know about that.
I'm pretty sure Tim Drake sometime in the Teen Titans weirdo timeline has guns and kills the Joker.
Yes, that happened. That was in a story timeline that is very good. That's like fucking the best Teen Titans story arc. It is.
Teen Titans becoming evil is the best.
Oh my god, I can't get into this. This is not a comic book podcast. This is a movie podcast. We gotta reel it in. Reel it in. I will talk about the Teen Titans all goddamn day.
If you guys want to hear about the Teen Titans, email us at
thesiblings@cinemasiblings.com. That's right.
thesiblings@cinemasiblings.com.
Aw, yeah. Plug.
Plug.
Plug to our own email, our own podcast. Plug, plug, plug.
What about Twitter?
Twitter's not set up technically yet.
Did you fail at this too?
No. I set up Twitter.
Someone snatched our Twitter handle?
No. We are at Cinema Siblings on Twitter. We are at Cinema Siblings on Twitter. Go check that real fast. No, we are. Cinema Siblings. Hashtag Cinema Siblings.
Hashtag.
Hashtag.
So, let's wrap this baby up. Wrap it up. Put a bow on it.
Ship it off.
Ship it off. What did we learn at the movies this week?
I learned that you should never do that heroin. That shit fucks you up. Except apparently when you're like in your 40s and you just do it once and then you fucking club a guy to death. Well, not to death. You club him enough to unconscious him and you send him off to the police. I learned that the fucking Scottish police don't search for anyone when they break out of jail. Well,
you break out of jail in Scotland, you're off scot-free.
You have a total free pass if you get stabbed, put into the hospital, and you just escape. And they're like, I don't know where he went. Oh, well.
Guess he got away with this one, guys.
Darn.
We'll get him next time.
We'll get him next time. We did a good job still. Pat ourselves on the back.
That was pretty ridiculous.
That was...
Trainspotting.
Seriously. Trainspotting too. What the fuck? What you learned at the movies.
It was very violent, too. Like,
Trainspotting too?
No, that guy.
Oh my god, ridiculously violent. I was so happy when the kid was like, no, I'm not gonna do this. And he was like, okay, sort of. When he was like, I'm gonna say goodbye now. Like, I was like, oh thank god, he's not gonna ruin this poor little family's life. Like, I was so concerned. He was gonna get real violent real fast.
Yeah, nobody calls the cops in Scotland.
And I understand the main cast, you know, had like coke on them and was shooting up still and still doing decently illegal things. But nobody, while you're running through the street and some guy just got knifed on the top of your car, you don't call the police. You just drive away like nothing happened.
Nothing ever happened. You didn't see anything. But what I learned at the movies, that was a pretty good lesson. Never do heroin.
Never do heroin. Because we need to go to the movies to learn that one.
And you can get away with breaking out of jail in Scotland.
Apparently.
Or prison, rather. Not even just jail, but prison.
Prison. Full-blown prison.
After you did 15 years, right? They just let you go.
Like, oh well, this crazy criminal doesn't need to be locked away anymore.
I learned that...
Come on. Wrap it up with a bow.
Oh
my god. Wilson, Ghost in the Shell. More train spotting. Making weird noises into the mic.
You stole it.
That's what people like to hear.
It is.
Any robot wisdom, Mitchell?
Robots. Robots.
Robots.
Robots.
Also, don't fucking, like, any weird, like, big industrial complex shouldn't be running your government. Ghost in the Shell?
They didn't run the government.
He certainly tried to. He was like, I'm going to just kill everyone.
And then the badass police commissioner guy was, like, I'm going to the prime minister, motherfucker.
And he just has the little briefcase and his fucking pistol with, like, 6 shots in it.
His badass pistol.
He was pretty dope.
Yep.
So I
learned that you should watch Ghost in the Shell anime.
Yeah, you should.
Because the movie wasn't bad.
But the anime is killer as shit.
Which I haven't watched a whole lot of.
It's just, it's so good.
So, watch Ghost in the Shell anime, guys.
Just watch it. Don't go see the movie. Just watch the anime. That's,
you can go see the movie.
Yeah, I guess.
I wonder how much that movie cost to make.
I mean, I don't know. There's 90% of it was just visual effects. Like, all their budget went into visual effects.
Visual effects are expensive.
Yeah, they are. Gotta pay them artists good.
I wonder how much making someone invisible costs.
I mean, I don't know. They got that... Don't they have, like, a weird plastic jacket that makes you sort of invisible? Makes it reflects light and you can see behind you or something like that?
I don't think so.
I swear that was something a couple years back.
There's, like, tech demo type things, but it's nothing like making people invisible like in the movie.
I guess.
Where you literally don't know they're there.
Just fall invisible off a building. You'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. If you jump off a building, you turn invisible.
I mean, only if you're Android Robot Lady.
They didn't confirm or deny that.
I mean, her entire body except for her brain was robot.
She was the only one who jumped off the buildings in that movie, so you can't say that nobody else can do that.
I mean, I guess.
If someone else were to jump off a building and they don't turn invisible, then you could say indefinitely that nobody else can turn invisible. Nobody turns invisible when they jump off the building. But...
Who knows?
She's the only one who did it in the movie, so...
Yeah.
Maybe in the future, everyone who jumps off the building turns invisible because nobody wants to see the body hit the ground.
Oh, shit. God damn. That just got dark.
Future's dark.
Future's dark, apparently.
They install camouflage things on buildings so you don't have to see
just in case.
Jumping
you know
off.
All those real sad people you just didn't want to see plummet to their death? We took care of that.
Who knows what was happening in the Lawless?
Oh, I can't remember. I think it was, like, the Lawless sector.
Lawless zone.
Yeah.
And they were scooping up them teenagers to take their brains.
The hoodlums. Homeless hoodlums. I learned that Scarlett Johansson, they can't do visual effects. They paid money, but they still couldn't make her look good jumping through the air, doing flips and tricks, being like, smoke! Just make her look fine with smoke! Don't let them see the smoke! Smoke, smoke, smoke! Hide all those poor effects with smoke.
It'd be cool if we could show this lady jumping across a collapsing bridge real good.
She looked like Legolas from the third Lord of the Rings when he's riding on the elephant. That's exactly what he reminded me of those poor effects back in like 2003, except it's 2017.
I haven't seen those movies enough to criticize the effects. I just remember it being badass that he slid down the elephant's trunk and shit.
I mean, it was badass, given it was, again, like, 2003 when it came out, so our little brains were like, oh my god, this new technology is insane. Little brains. We were, I mean, middle school brains. We were pretty, I mean, I was pretty young. I watched those movies all through fucking middle school and high
that's
school.
That's why they impacted you so much.
Because I fell asleep to them every goddamn night.
Haley's formative years.
The Lord of the Rings, comic books, and Jaws. What kind of person did that turn out to be? Mm-hmm. You judging me now, Mitchell? Mm-hmm. You judging me real hard? Got real silent over there, bro. Anyway.
I think that's it for the first episode.
I think so.
I don't think anyone wants to hear us talk about movies for more than an hour.
Or so you say.
Our ramblings on movies.
We should go on for another hour. Yeah. Obviously, that's what people want.
Marathon.
Marathon. Marathon, that's Cinema Siblings.
I guess that's it for this week.
I'm Haley.
I'm Mitchell.
Stay for the sting.